Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to our discussion on the book of Job, which is entitled, Is God Guilty as Charged? Satan made a charge against God that God was inherently worthless and therefore had to pay for worship. Satan can't believe that anyone would worship God in bad times. He believes that as long as the good times are rolling, people will roll right along with God, but as soon as those bad times hit, people are out of there. Now let's return to the examination of Job's testimony in response to Satan's accusation that Job was only serving God because of God's blessings upon Job. We were discussing why God inspired the same Hebrew word, Barak, which is spelled B-A-R-A-K, why God inspired that same Hebrew word, Barak, to be translated into two opposite words, curse and bless. God inspired this anomaly as an acknowledgement that mankind often does use the same mouth to bless God when the going is good, and to curse God when the going gets tough. Did Job follow this pattern? That's what we have to ask ourselves. Did Job follow this pattern? Remember, this is a court case. Satan has made an accusation against God. God is on trial. And God allows Job, in fact, chooses Job and puts forth Job, selects Job to be a witness for him. So we have to look at Job's testimony. So what did Job say after his first trial where he lost his house, he lost his possessions, and he lost his family? What did he say? Job said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." So he didn't say, "Cursed be the name of the Lord." He said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." As we've already discussed, blessed comes from the Hebrew word Barak, meaning in some instances to kneel down in praise and adoration. Now let's discuss the word name. Because Job said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." Name comes from the Hebrew word Shem, which is spelled S-H-E-M. So our English word name comes from the Hebrew word Shem, which means an individual's characteristics. Shem means an individual's characteristics. So coupling these two words together, the first word blessed and the second word name, we see that Job knelt down in praise and adoration in recognition of Yahweh's individual characteristics. I'm going to read that again. When Job said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord," this is the way we can understand it when we understand the Hebrew words that are behind our English sentence. So when it says, "Blessed be the name of the Lord," this is how we can understand it. Job is saying, "I am kneeling down in praise and adoration in recognition of Yahweh's individual characteristics. I am kneeling down in praise and adoration in recognition of Yahweh's individual characteristics." Specifically, which characteristics of Yahweh did Job recognize as worthy of praise and adoration? Well, let's turn over to Job chapter 1 and we'll read verse 21. This is Job chapter 1 and verse 21. Here it is where we find the specific characteristics of Yahweh that Job recognized as worthy of praise and adoration. Job says, "Naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there." So here it is. This is the characteristic that he admires, that he praises and adores. "The Lord gives," and that's wonderful. This second part throws people for a loop, though. Everybody likes that part, "the Lord gives." Gimme, gimme, gimme. Everybody likes that. Like I was saying in the previous program, it's like people look at God as a cosmic bellboy and saying, "God, go here, get this for me. God, go here, get that for me. God, bring me my bags. God, bring me a free flight to XYZ. God, bring me a wife, or God, bring me a husband. God, bring me this or that. God's not a cosmic bellboy that just is there to, at our every beck and call, to give us everything we want. People love that first part, the Lord gives. But notice the second part, and the Lord takes away. Whoa! How many of us like that part? And the Lord takes away. Job is saying, I admire this about you, God. I praise you. I adore you for this. Naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gives, in other words, the Lord gave him life and gave him everything that he had in life. But he's also saying, the Lord takes away. God, you took away everything that I had. But he still said, after that, blessed, Barak, blessed. I kneel down in praise and adoration. Blessed be the name, the individual characteristics. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is exactly opposite of what Satan said Job would say. Remember that Satan said to God, God, put forth your hand to snatch away all that he has, and he will curse you to your face. That was in Job chapter 1 and verse 11. But Job said exactly the opposite. But by saying what Satan said, put forth your hand to snatch away all that he has, and he will curse, Barak, you to your face, Satan is arguing that when God withdraws his hand of providence and protection with which he has covered Job, and instead of that sends forth his afflicting hand upon Job, then that would be sufficient to discover Job's hypocrisy. The hypocrisy being that we bless God when things are going good, and we curse God when things are going bad. And if we look at that Hebrew word Barak, it would be, we Barak God when things are going good, and we Barak God when things are going bad. That's hypocrisy. We should not have it that way. We should bless God in the good and the bad times, like Job did. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Why? Because I admire you, God. I adore you. I kneel down in praise of you because you give and because you take away. So Satan is arguing, though, that when God withdraws his hand of providence and protection from Job and instead sends his afflicting hand upon Job, that Job would be discovered as the hypocrite for what he truly was. But when God did allow Satan to snatch away all that Job had, Job's response was, I don't just serve God because of the benefits. I serve God when he gives and when he takes away. I will kneel down in praise and adoration of God no matter what the condition. Blessed be his characteristics. So round one is over. In this court case, round one is over. Satan presented his evidence. He made the accusation first against God that God was worthless, and because of that he needs to pay people by blessing them in order to get their worship. And then he said, as evidence of that, when I snatch away everything that Job has, he's going to curse you to your face with the same mouth that he used to bless you with. But Job didn't do that. Job stood up and testified on God's behalf that God was blessed because he recognized that one of the great characteristics of God was that God gives and God takes away. So round one is over. So far, God is winning the court case. But Satan isn't through yet. He has one more piece of blockbuster evidence he'd like to submit to the court if only God would allow it. Now, God is not afraid of Satan's accusation. So what does God do? He gets ready for round two. Let's turn over to Job chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. This is Job chapter 2 and verses 1 through 5. Here it says, another day came when the sons of God came to present themselves before Yahweh, and Satan also came among them to present himself before Yahweh. Yahweh said to Satan, from where do you come? Satan answered, from going back and forth in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And Yahweh said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a just and upright man, one who fears God and turns away from evil? And still he holds on tight to his integrity, although you move me against him to destroy him without cause. In other words, Satan, there was no reason for me to destroy him. It's not like he sinned, but I did it for a reason. So Satan answered Yahweh and said, yeah, all right, so you won round one, but skin for skin, yes, all that a man has he will give for his life. But if you dare put forth your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, he will curse you to your face. Okay, here we have the same old accusation from the accuser of the brethren. He's saying, God, you are worthless. You know it, and you try to cover up your hypocrisy by paying bribes to your servants. As soon as you take away the profit motive, they'll kick you to the curb. They'll drop you like a hot potato. They'll look you straight in the eyes and tell you to get to stepping. Just beat it. Well, is God up to the challenge? Will he allow Satan to submit more evidence? We find that answer in Job chapter 2, verse 6. And Yahweh said to Satan, behold, he is in your hand, only spare his life. Wow, that's a lot of confidence God has that he will be acquitted by Job's testimony and that Satan will be exposed as the deceiver that he is. Well, Satan wastes no time in producing his blockbuster evidence. In Job chapter 2 verse 7 it says, so Satan went forth from the presence of Yahweh and struck Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot to the top of his head. Now we're going to see in our next program, what is Job's testimony in response to this trial? And I thank you for joining me on this program. May God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.
666, the mark of the beast. What is the mark of the beast? Before you can know for sure what is the mark of the beast, you must know for sure the identity of the beast. I will reveal to you from the pages of the Bible the identity of the beast during two free seminars entitled, What is the Mark of the Beast? The first one will be held on Thursday, January 18th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Wesley Chapel Library, which is located at 2861 Wesley Chapel Road in Decatur, Georgia. The second seminar will be held on Thursday, February 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Covington Library, which is located at 3500 Covington Highway in Decatur, Georgia. For more information, call 404-412-0032 or log on to our website at www.christianambassadors.org. Please don't miss this extremely important seminar, or you might miss the opportunity to escape the wrath of God that comes upon those who receive the mark of the beast. This message is sponsored by the ABCs of the Bible radio program.